We're in the final verses of Acts chapter 28, as Paul has been shipwrecked on the island of Malta. Picking up in verse 11, Luke says, "After 3 months, we set out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island." Well, Paul, Luke, and Aristarchus, as well as the other 273 men, were forced to stay on Malta for 3 months. Remember, they were well into the dangerous season for sea travel. Their ship had been destroyed when they hit the sandbar, so they would have to wait for another ship heading to Rome once the dangerous nautical season had passed. And this brings up an interesting question. Since Paul had 3 months on Malta, did he start a church there? Certainly the miraculous healings had furnished him with a listening audience. Paul also would not have let them think that he was the source of their healing. That would only reinforce their flawed impression that he was some kind of a god. Luke is silent about this. Is it because he was near the end of his narrative and he wanted to press on? We don't know. But it's interesting that he says nothing about Paul preaching or teaching at Malta. So what are we to make of this void of information? I think it's reasonable to reflect on what we know about the apostle after all these chapters of studying his ministry. What are the chances that he would have seen God heal all these islanders and not tell them the gospel? Dr. Gill notes, "It can hardly be thought that the apostle should be on this island for 3 months as he was and not preach the gospel to these inhabitants." John MacArthur made this observation. 3 months of preaching the gospel on the island of Malta is going to make Christians or make enemies. It's hard to imagine that if Paul came down to their pagan religion, if he clumped their paganism in the right places time and time again for 3 months, they wouldn't be giving him all kinds of goodies when he left. I came across a really good article by Sarah Fisher. Her research resulted in some interesting facts about Malta and the impact that Paul had on that island. Let me glean some of what she said. The Maltese had an obsession with funerary culture and death. It appears that there was a pretty significant death cult in prehistoric Malta, and that would have carried on all the way through to Paul's day. Malta houses some of the world's oldest freestanding temples, far older than the pyramids of Egypt or even Stonehenge. These freestanding buildings were tied to death and burial chambers. Paul would show them a whole new world view, and although Luke doesn't share any of Paul's sermons to the Maltese people, he undoubtedly shared the gospel, because he did that everywhere he went. Paul would have emphasized that Jesus rose from the dead and conquered it, because that would have a profound effect on the death-fearing people of Malta. I would suggest that the church history even affirms these views. After Paul's visit to Malta, it would become one of Europe's first Christian nations. In fact, Malta still identifies Christianity as its state religion. In addition, while we cannot always depend on church tradition, there is some indication that Publius became Malta's first bishop, later going on to Athens. So I think it's safe for us to assume that the Apostle Paul did indeed preach and teach the gospel on the island of Malta. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.